is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Two people died when masts of a sailing vessel hit the underside of the Brooklyn Bridge. CBS News New York reporter Adi Gajardo is on the scene.
It was a Mexican Navy training vessel that crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge, and witnesses were here as this all unfolded. Video shows the two boat masts snapping as the boat collides with the Brooklyn Bridge. In another video, you can see people scatter as the boat approaches the pier. People I spoke would say this crash sent people screaming, saying they couldn't believe what they were actually seeing.
One person is dead in an attack on a fertility clinic. The latest on that from CBS's Christian Benavides.
An investigation is underway in Palm Springs, California, after what's being described as a car explosion outside American Reproductive Centers, a fertility clinic specializing in IVF.
Make no mistake, this is an intentional act of terrorism.
The explosion damaged several buildings and shattered windows of businesses blocks away. Witnesses describe feeling the ground shake.
It was insane. I thought it was a massive earthquake coming off of the one we just had a couple weeks ago.
Severe storms have killed at least 17 people in Laurel County, Kentucky. WKYT-TV reporter Alyssa Williams has spoken to some of the survivors.
Full homes wiped out, cars crushed beyond recognition, and lives completely turned upside down.
We don't have clothes, we don't have shoes, we don't have anything. Technically, it's all destroyed.
For Tina Carnes, this isn't her first time dealing with severe weather at her home, but this time, the damage goes far beyond fixing.
Thank God Almighty, my family is okay. They didn't get hurt. Everybody's alive.
The search continues at this hour for 7 of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail on Friday. 3 have been captured. CBS's Katie Weiss is in New Orleans.
Outrage is growing in New Orleans after 10 inmates made a daring prison break early Friday morning. They managed to break through a cell wall by removing a toilet, leading them to a loading dock and freedom. It was 7 hours before anyone noticed they were gone. No deputy was on duty. Only a civilian employee was there at the time.
When she stepped away to grab food, that is when they began their attempts to escape.
3 prison guards have now been suspended.
Journalism mounted a shocking comeback to win the Preakness. Frank Vespi at theracingbiz.com.
Can't see a better horse race than that. Can't see a better performance by a horse than journalism, who was hopelessly almost knocked down in upper stretch, then hopelessly beaten in mid stretch, and then somehow got up to win.
See, this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
The worst volcanic eruption in American history happened 45 years ago today.
The 1980 eruption of Mount St. Helens in southwestern Washington state killed 57 people and destroyed dozens of homes, bridges, and 185 miles of highway.
They are calling it the most violent eruption of this volcano in 32,000 years.
Carolyn Dreiger was due to spend the night before on the mountain after delivering geological equipment, but was told not to.
We were very disappointed that we were not going to spend the night looking at this beautiful volcano.
Steve Olson wrote a book about the disaster.
The energy that came out of Mount St. Helens that day is bigger than any nuclear weapon that we have in our arsenal.
There have been some small eruptions since. Nowadays, Mount St. Helens is a destination for climbers. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Libraries say they've cut back on digital services weeks after the administration dismantled the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
A
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high to the mid-50s. More clouds into the area Monday, some showers possible late, highs low 50s. Better rain chance Tuesday and breezy. Right now it's 53.
From Radio Park to Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
Dragging the line. Dragging the line. Dragging the line. Let me be your love and take me back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. Single day singing.
parties. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You
You know you should be glad. You know it's up to you. I think it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her.
you want to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
J-N.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
WRJN.
me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
And I'll be your friend. don't you want?